This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning. Each week, we share a conversation with powerful leaders and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. And this week, members of the collective called Healing by Choice in Detroit are guiding us through setting up a healing justice practice space. You'll hear the voices of Adela Nieves Martinez, Violeta Danua, and Marsha Lee. And they'll walk you through some of the best practices that they use in setting up Healing Justice Practice Space. This is a little bit of kind of a training. It's not a practice that you'll do in itself, but it's a way to learn how to lead a practice. So you won't need anything in particular for this, except you may want a pen and paper to take some notes or to open up the notes app in your phone. And there's also a link in the show notes that will take you to a really great handout that they have created with some of the tips that they'll talk about and more. So you can click into the show notes on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast and find that link. So Healing by Choice is a circle of women of color health and healing practitioners in Detroit. And they offer a range of healing modalities for self-care and the reduction of racial harm in mind, body, and institution. And their website is healingbychoicedetroit.com. So check that out for more info about them. And looking forward to learning about setting up a healing justice practice space. Here we go.
We are back. This is VO with Healing by Choice, sitting alongside my comrades, Adela Nieves and Marsha Lee. We are offering a practice for listeners today, and that practice is identifying what exactly is a healing justice practice space, and how can you do it in your own community with the people you love. So, the definition of a healing justice practice space, from the how-to guide from the justhealing.fileswordpress.com website is, it is an all-gender, all-body inclusive and accessible space for practicing and receiving healing that is built in partnership with social justice movement and sites of political action. These spaces typically offer a wide variety of health and healing services and or modalities. So for our next part, we're going to have...
So this is Marsha, and it's good to be back with you. So we said in our podcast that we would share with you something that you could use as an individual in a meeting space or in a conference. It will look different whether you're doing it by yourself in a meeting or in a conference, and all of the elements that we're offering are things that we think are important regardless of the context you're in. So the first thing that you need to do to set up the space, know yourself, know your community, and know your space. So what does that mean? To know yourself is first to do perhaps some of the meditations that you've heard on Healing Justice podcast, do whatever that helps you to center and quiet and get a sense of how you are in this moment. Are you feeling that you have the capacity to hold space for other people? Do you feel that you are aware of the things that trigger you and the things that might make it difficult for you when you are in a space as VO defined it? So asking yourself some of these questions. Also asking yourself some of the questions that VO asked in the podcast about what do you value? What is important for you? So it's really doing a bit of a... like a check through or inventory, I suppose, about how you're doing in this moment, what's important for you, and ultimately, what is it that you hope will come out of that space for yourself and for the people you're working with. Then you need to know who the community is that you're working with. What are their needs? How is it that the space you're setting up is accessible or not? Being honest with people about what you can or cannot offer. And asking them what it is that they really need in that space. and trying to do your best to make that space about the people that you're serving and the people that are a part of your community. So once you know, if I feel like I have the capacity to be in that space and to create that space, then at that point it becomes not about me. It's about me because I am a participant in the community, but ultimately I'm also here to create a space for the people who are coming. And then lastly is to know what is the space like that you're working with and how you can work with that space in a way that makes it welcoming and hospitable to everybody that's coming and accessible as well. So, Via, what do we need in order for that space to be set up?
So the things that we need, it'll vary, right? Because every space is different. So for an individual space, at home might look like a person setting up a very specific corner in their home, maybe putting tape on the floor or something around it that says, this is where I come to heal in my home. This is where I'm not bringing my cell phone. This is where, you know, if I'm in this space, if I live with other people, they know not to bother me while I'm in this space, right? It's literally some sacred area for your you time, you know, especially if you're about to prepare for holding space for other people. Like, this is the place you can go to for yourself. You can have plants, you can have an altar, if that's a part of your spiritual practice at all. If you're really trying to center bringing in the ancestors and things like that, you can have an altar space, you can have flowers. You want to have as much natural light as possible. And things that mean something to you. So for me, I do tarot in my sacred space. For someone else, they may do something else. So in a meeting environment, like if you're about to have a meeting and you know you can anticipate some level of stress and you want to make sure that the people in the meeting can take care of themselves when they need to, you can have a separate room that has snacks and tea and things that make everything as low pressure as possible. You can have blankets, you can have pillows, you know, I've seen a setting where they put up a hammock, right? And you can just have a rest area where if somebody needs to kind of step out, take care of themselves, de-escalate some tension that might be showing up in themselves, and then they can re-enter the room as they need or as they see fit or per the community agreements, which we'll talk about after this part. So food, blankets, tea. If you're at a conference, this is the time when you actually might want to bring in people who do healing work, right? So you can have a very similar setup room as you would a meeting where there's food, tea, snacks, a rest area with blankets and pillows, and you're also offering possibly ear acupuncture or a chair-based Reiki or something that allows people to move tension out of their body through the guidance of someone else, right? And their care doesn't have to be, you know, with them alone. It could be very difficult, even if you do healing justice work, even if you know all the steps, if you are triggered, that literally has a neuropsychological impact on the brain. And so even though you intellectually might know something, it's very difficult to hold those two things at the same time. So a conference can be super high intensity, high volume of people, you know, you're having conversations that, you know, move you in a very specific way. You just want to be able to get through the rest of the day, and you can do that by integrating care throughout the day. What else might there be? The last thing I have is personal and community agreements.
Hi, everyone. This is Adela again. And I just want to plant a seed that as we go into the community agreements, a reminder that the space is a reflection of the community that you're in. So really what we're doing or what you're doing is creating the container for the community to exist and be who they are, where they are, and how they be in the community that they're in. And so allowing that space to be a reflection, but also a reflection of the guidelines, the commitments, and the agreement that you're holding while you're in the space so that it's symbiotic. It's not, here's the agreement that the community or those who are coming into the space hold, and we hold something differently. This is a a collaboration of community agreements. So these are some of the agreements that we've come up with, and not all of them are used in all spaces, but we want to offer you some examples of one of the ones. How many do we have here? There's 13 agreements that we used at the Women's Convention that was just here in Detroit a few months ago. We held the Healing Justice Practice Space there. So the first one is be open, relax, breathe, ask for permission to touch, be aware of how much space you take up or don't take up. Please keep a low tone to respect others' needs for a tranquil space, yet also be sensitive to those who may need support with hearing. While we strive to create a supportive, safe environment, we acknowledge that discomfort might come up. It's also okay to feel uncomfortable. Curiosity over judgment. Ask questions. Don't assume someone's gender. Ask. Respect all communication styles. Take care of yourself. Please ask for support. Everyone is seen and heard. And lastly, stories stay, learning goes. We keep the confidentiality of each person's name and the details of their stories.
If you have any questions or if you want to learn more about Healing Justice Practice Spaces, we will have in the show notes a little bit more from the Women's Convention as well as from the place that VO used to define Healing Justice Practice Space in the show notes, or you can reach out to us at Healing by Choice on our Facebook page or at our website,
healingbychoicedetroit.com, or email us at healingbychoicecollective@gmail.com. Thank you.
Love you all. Take care.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Thank you to Healing by Choice for that practice. You can download the corresponding conversation with Marcia, Violetta, and Adela to hear more about creating Healing Justice Practice Space, the role of suffering and love in learning and transformation, asking for help, operating as a collective, and the role of healers in supporting people to heal themselves by listening to the episode right before this practice. You can check that out and download that as well. You can sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org and also stay in touch on Instagram at healingjustice by liking our page on Facebook or following us on Twitter at HJPodcast. You can also come and experience a Healing Justice Practice Space facilitated in part by some of the people who you just heard teach about it at the Allied Media Conference this June in Detroit. You can check out the links in the show notes to sign up for the conference or even apply to join into the Healing Justice Practice Space as a practitioner. So check that out. The deadline to apply as a practitioner is March 16th, so it's coming up quick. So go ahead and check that out. And even if you miss that deadline, you can still come and participate at the conference. So hope to see you there. This episode of the podcast was content edited by the talented Natalia Thompson. And every week, the podcast is mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. If you'd like to give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice, you can do so by contributing at patreon.com/healingjustice. And a rating or review in iTunes always helps the podcast keep going. So we really appreciate you giving a rating and review as well. All right, y'all, there's plenty of work to do out there. I am so grateful that you sat with some of my new friends and teachers at Healing by Choice to learn about this practice. I hope it is something that is useful to you to offer in your own spaces. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Looking forward to being with you again next week. Bye.